Come in, boys and girls. Are you ready for your character checkup? Just for a minute, will you put your hands together tightly, as if you're trying to hide a coin from someone? Okay, then open up just enough to peek down inside your hands. Pretty dark in there, isn't it? But now, open your hands up, and what happened to the darkness? It's gone. Why? Because every time light comes in, it makes the darkness go away. Now use your hands to look up a Bible verse that talks about light and darkness. Can you find that second part of your Bible called the New Testament? Then name the Gospels one by one, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Have you found John? Look up chapter 8, verse 12. It says, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Bible tells us that all who do not turn from their sin and believe in the Lord Jesus are in darkness. Most of the people in the world do not believe in Jesus, some because they've never heard, and some because, even after they heard, they choose not to believe. So we know that most of the world is in the darkness of sin. But Jesus said he came to be the light of the world. As God's perfect Son, he came to show us the truth of our sin and the truth of how we can be saved from that darkness of sin. The person who believes and follows the Lord Jesus is no longer in darkness because the light of Jesus came in. And what happens to darkness when light comes in? It has to go away. If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior from sin, the moment you believed in him, his light came into your life, and you are no longer in the darkness of sin. You were saved from the punishment of sin, and you became God's child forever. Now, continue to follow the Lord Jesus' commandments so others can see his light in you, and they'll want to believe in Jesus too. If you've never believed in the Lord Jesus, you're still in the darkness of sin. If you continue that way when you die, the Bible says you'll be in a forever place of suffering and darkness called hell. But God loves you so much, and he wants to take away that darkness of sin. That's why he sent Jesus to be the light of the world. Won't you go now to how to be a child of God and follow those steps? You can let the light of the Lord Jesus come into your life today. Let's say that verse again now. John 8:12. I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Remember, repeating it out loud 6 to 8 times will help you memorize that important verse. Then you can share it with others. But now, let's put it to music.
I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Bible says in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
How was your checkup today?